My name is Michelle Owu, and I'm interviewing you today on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's part of a project to examine a picture, to put together a picture of modern day Britain, of the UK as a whole. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions about who you are and why you've chosen to do this today.
Okay. Yep.
First of all, could you tell me your name, please, your age, and where you come from?
My name is Robert Offord. I'm 21 years old and I come from Crudgley in Gloucester.
How are you, Rob?
Not bad. But
how did you hear about the project?
I heard about it speaking to a friend on the internet because she was doing a sculpture related course at college or university, and she sort of had the heads up about it long before me. So she told me about it, and I applied straight after that, so I thought I'd get right in as soon as possible.
Which university?
I don't know which university she's at, but I'm at the University of Wales Institute Cardiff, so studying fine arts. So.
Which year are you in?
I've just completed my second year. I'm in the holidays between that and my final year, and I'm, well, yeah.
Do you have any special interest within that area?
Well, I'm in the media and performance group within the fine art class, and so I can sort of use performance in my work, or cameras, computers, and anything. So I can sort of do a mixture of things between doing a performance or filming a performance, editing a performance, or anything like that, really, or just photography, which is what I sort of intend to do.
What inspired you to take part in this project?
Well, recently I've been doing a lot of work about identity within my own work for university, and I thought this was a really good way of me to sort of put my identity on display and just show myself off, really, because I've had a lot of questions about identity and stuff, and just perceptions of people, so it'd be interesting to see how I'm received people on the plinth.
What is the main thing that you'd say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
A picture of myself? Well, I'm an artist, and I guess I kind of have an artistic style, maybe, in the way I look, and I'm not exactly confident, but I'm fine with just small groups of people. But apart from that, I'd say that I'd like to try new things, yeah. And this is definitely one of the most individual experiences I'm going to have.
How will it make you feel as an individual, do you think, to be up there?
Well, I'm quite nervous at the moment, so hopefully that'll wear off when I get up there, and I can sort of get into taking photos and using the microphone to speak to people online, because I know I've got some people watching, and then there will be others watching that I don't know.
Who will be watching? Is it friends or family?
Well, it's a mixture of both. I got some family watching, some friends watching, and then anyone else that's watching as well. So. There are a couple of family members coming down to see me, and my father, who brought me down to London today, which is really nice of him.
How do they feel about you taking part?
Well, it's difficult to say, because I mean, a lot of them are up for it, and sort of, well, it's good to get yourself up and in the public light. And then there's other people who sort of just like take it more relaxed, so they're like not pushing me to do anything, they suggest things which they know I'm not going to do because that's not what I'm like, and or just stupid suggestions as well, or just things that would be funny and whatever. But
so can you tell me a little bit more about what you might do with your hour?
Well, I'm thinking of taking photographs from up on the plinth, because as well as putting myself on display, it's everyone's going to be always focused on the plinth, and so I thought I'd take the opportunity to use that perspective from being on the plinth, which only the people involved in the project will be able to have. So it'll be quite limited to the amount of people that will be able to see anything from up there. So I thought by taking photographs, I could sort of create a big picture of other views of things in Trafalgar Square, and take photographs from different angles that wouldn't be available to anyone else. So it's quite exclusive.
How does it feel to you to be part of this small, exclusive number of people involved in the project?
Well, I'm quite happy, actually, because I wouldn't say I was the luckiest of people, but out of however many, it was like 22,000 people applied, and only 2,400 got a place. So, I mean, my odds are sort of one out of sort of 10, maybe. So I'm quite happy that I got a place.
How did you feel when they told you that you had the place?
Oh, well, I got it in an email, and I sort of, my heart skipped for a second, because I must admit, when I applied, I sort of applied and sort of got excited about it, and then it sort of died down. And it's not that I forgot about it, but it's just I was focusing on other things at the time. And then this email appeared in my inbox, and it was just a shock, really, because I'd actually won something, and it's just, it was a good feeling, really.
What did you do when you heard you had the place?
Well, I tried to set up my own online profile, but I was at university at the time, so I didn't have any photos of myself available, so I left it for then, and I'll wait until I got back to my my place of residence in Cardiff, and then applied via that. And I didn't tell anybody, which is interesting, because it's like one of the things you want to tell people, but I had a saying in the email saying not to tell anyone, sort of for publicity reasons and things. So there was going to be a big media event about it and everything. So
did you tell your friends and family?
No, not sort of until the actual date. I let some people know that I was going to be involved in something, but I didn't say what it was, just to sort of cover myself, really, and not say too much about everything.
Any fears about being on the plinth?
Well, I used to have a slight fear of heights, but I've never really put myself anywhere where I'm going to be somewhere high, so it'd be interesting, but I mean, I shouldn't really have a problem, I don't think.
What are your expectations?
Expectations? I'm not really sure. I mean, it's going to be interesting with the attention, because I'm not really an attention seeking type, so just sort of it's not that I want to be recognised, but I want people that I know and care about to sort of have something, be excited for me and be able to talk to me about it, and then anyone else as well that I sort of contact me. I mean, because I might be recognised around where I live, so that could be interesting.
How will you deal with that?
I don't really know. I've never had that, really. I mean, my friend recently was in a lot of media attention, and people do recognise him, and he says it's weird, but I haven't even got the faintest idea of what that's like.
Who are you doing this for?
Who am I doing it for? Well, myself, really. I mean, I've not really got a cause or anything. There's just something for me. I just, I'm happy for myself that I won a place, and I don't really have any, I'm not really dedicating my appearance to anyone, so.
Would this experience form part of your work at all?
Well, yeah.
Well,
it does relate into the work that I've already been doing for university, because I have focused a lot on identity, and putting myself up on the plinth will be an entirely new experience, and it will show off my identity to, well, anyone watching, and then anyone in the future that looks back on it, and so it would be it sort of links in with my work and could lead on to further development as well.
What other kinds of ways have you tried to explore identity and things that you've done in your work?
I've looked at stereotypes of people and the clothes that people wear, and just sort of how people behave as well, and just using sort of what you look like, how you act, to sort of gauge a reaction from other people.
How do you think other people will perceive your being on the plinth?
I don't really know. Well, on them? I don't really know, because I was thinking on the way here, because I've looked at identity, it's hard for me to sort of think what other people will think of me, because I'm just another person, really. I mean, anyone else could have won a place on this plinth, and there's not anything particularly fascinating that makes me stand out from everybody else, and I don't feel like I have to do anything crazy or completely over the top just to get attention. So I'd like it if people enjoyed watching what I was doing, and sort of maybe get back to me on that. But I don't know what sort of immediate effect it will have on anybody.
Have you had any previous experience of performing?
I've had a little, because I've done performance work for university, but it's been very small scale compared to this. I mean, this is a global thing, whereas what I've done before has been open to perhaps 30, maybe 40 people at a time. So,
does Anthony Gormley's interest in the democratisation of art, does that have any influence on your decision to take?
No, not particularly. I mean, obviously I'd heard from my friend, and she gave me the basic details about this, and I looked it up, but I didn't do a huge amount of research into Anthony Gormley himself and what his thoughts were. I read the section about him in the book that I got sent through in the welcome pack, and that's basically all I knew about him and what his intentions were.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't really know. I just hope that I have a good time. I hope it's not as scary as it feels right now.
Okay, thank you very much.